Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, my name is John and I'm calling you from eBay, and this call is for regards for your Apple iTunes gift card, and your Apple iTunes gift card charges $200.99, around that or $300. So do you want to purchase this order right now or you want to cancel this order?
I want to cancel it, please.
Okay, so if you want to cancel, so I will provide that our eBay cancellation code or through online, and this code is giving to you for your cancellation purpose. So you just confirm that which mobile phone you have. Are you using Android mobile phone or Apple iPhone?
No, I just want to cancel.
I was telling to you, if you want to cancel this order, so first of all, sir, I will provide that our eBay cancellation code through online, and this cancellation code is generate that your cancellation order, okay? So that's why I will provide our cancellation code through online, and you just confirm that which mobile phone you have. You using Android mobile phone or Apple iPhone?
The name goes fine.
Using Android mobile phone. So I will provide that our cancellation ID through online. So you just put on your loudspeaker your mobile phone right now?
Yeah.
And after that, put on your loudspeaker, you go to Play Store, okay? You go to Play Store.
Play Store?
Yeah, that's correct. You go to Play Store.
But where are you from?
I'm calling you from eBay, sir, and you received a voicemail, right? Because you know that eBay is not for XYZ company. eBay is a multinational company all over the world, okay?
Oh, God. What was it $299 for?
I will explain to you, sir. Sir, your number 040-969-421. That is your number?
Yes.
And this number is under the registered order yesterday morning, 7:32 a.m. You purchase order for 2 Apple iTunes gift cards and your Apple iTunes gift card.
No, I didn't order any gift cards at all.
But sir, your side is so I think that you not ordered that anything. I think that someone else is misused your all information, and also that your phone number is misused that. And that is the reason your number is automatically show our server, okay? So this account is a fraud account, right? Because someone else is misused your number and created that fraud account and activated our server. That's correct.
Right.
So you just go to cancel all those things, and I will provide that our eBay cancellation code through online. Okay? Do you understand that?
Yeah, you're going to get a cancellation code. Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah.
And that's the reason I will provide that our security, and also that this is the some follow by step. Okay? So you just confirm that, sir. You using Android mobile phone. That's correct.
Yeah. Yes, that's
okay,
right.
So you just open it, you just put on your loudspeaker first, and after that put on your loudspeaker, you go to Play Store, okay?
Yeah.
And after that open Play Store, Play Store, that's correct.
You want me to open Play Store, do you?
Yes, that's correct. You open that?
Hang on a minute.
Sorry?
Play Store.
Yes. Take your time and find it out.
Where has that been the settings,
Bruce? No, not for settings. You just put all those apps, your games, can you see that? All those apps and games for camera, message, calls, locks. Can you not find it out?
Just hang on a minute.
Play Store for triangular shape. Triangular shape for multicolor. Play Store. Can you see that?
I'm into that.
Okay, do not worry about that. Just hold the line for a few seconds. I will transfer this call to our senior, most properly senior technician, and our senior technician will be with you, okay? So just hold the line, be with you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, just hold the line, sir, a few seconds, okay?
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to the senior technician. My name is Alan DeCosta. How are you doing today?
How are you?
Nice to hear. And I do believe that my junior colleague makes you understand what is the reason to give this call, and he is polite to you, right?
Yes, sir.
So, first of all, what you'll do, sir, we will simply go ahead and guide you to generate a 9-digit cancellation ID, which is going to help you to cancel the order, okay? So,
is this somebody's been trying to hack my account, are they?
Like, what happens is somehow they got your eBay ID and the password, and from there, this process trying to make a fraud purchase. As you're telling me, you not made a purchase, right? So, what we need to do, we need to simply go ahead and generate a 9-digit cancellation ID. So, Will you please let me know one thing, sir? Do you have any smartphone or any computer or a laptop
I just bought a Samsung Android phone about 3 or 4 months ago.
You're using a Samsung phone, right?
Yeah.
Now, on your Samsung phone, what do you need to do? Have a look, sir. You can see all of the application on your mobile, like camera, gallery, contact, messages. Do you see that?
Yeah, I've got camera and all that sort of stuff,
Camera, gallery, contact, messages. You do your home screen?
I'm on my home screen.
Now, on your home screen, do you see all of your applications like camera, gallery? You will find out the application which says Google Play Store. Do you see that? Play Store. Google Play. PLAY. Play Store.
Yeah.
Open that.
All it says is Google.
You can see Play Store.
Can you do one thing, sir?
Okay, open the Google search. Open the Google search.
Yeah.
And type there, P as in Peter. P as in Peter. After P as in Peter, L as in Lima.
What you
type there, please let me know, sir.
So what do you want me to type something in there?
Yes, it will be P as in Peter. L as in Lima, L.
Yeah.
A as in Apple, letter A. Y as in Yankee, letter Y.
Hey, place. When we're typing Play Store.
Yes. Do you know how to open
Play Store?
That?
I'm in Play Store, yep.
Now, when you open the Play Store, on the very top, do you see a magnifying glass which says search? Do you see that? Search for apps and games. On the very top.
Just place there the search box here.
Click on that. Type. Now type there, quick support. quick support.
Support.
Quick support. Quick support. Now search for that and please let me know what you can see. Search for that. Now tell me what you can see when you search for that. Do you search for that?
Quick support.
Yes. Now when you search for that, what you can see, just tell me. If you are facing any problem, please let me know so I can guide you. When you search for that, quick support, do you see something, team, viewer, quick support? Do you see that?
Yeah, and it comes up with First Life Quit Support. Join I Quit Now. I Can Quit Now.
No. Do you see Team Viewer Quick Support? Team Viewer Quick Support. Okay, you can do one thing.
I'll put in quick support and
then give us a search.
I'll go back here again.
What do you put, sir? Did you type there quick support? Do you type there?
Well, I was in the Play Store.
I understand, right. So you are in the Play Store. When you open the Play Store, on the very top, you can see search for apps and games. Do you see that? I don't know why you're not talking, sir. Please talk to me, then I can make you understand, or I can help you.
Well, I typed in Play Store, and it comes up with Google Play, Android App Store, Google Play, Android Play Store, sign in, kids.
Click on Play Store.
Play Store, yeah, click on that.
Now what you can see?
It says search for.
What it says? Can you read out the full thing? Search for what?
It's come up like with music and all sorts of stuff, cars, solitaire, all that sort of stuff on it.
And on the very top, do you see any search for apps and games? On the very top?
Categories, children, top charts, that's it.
Okay, where you can see top chat, sir, where you can see top chat, just above that, have a look. You can see a small magnifying glass which says search for app. Do you see that?
Click on that. Yeah.
Now type there Q as in queen, quick support. Type quick support.
Quick support.
Yes. Type quick support. Now search for that and please tell me what you can see.
Quick support. Right. Team viewer. It's got installed.
Do you see team viewer quick support and you can see install. Click on install.
Alright.
Now when you get to see open, please let me know. Wait for a second, you'll get to see open. If you can see open,
it comes up with complete account setup.
Click on continue.
Yep.
Now when you click on continue, maybe it's telling you add debit or credit card, right?
Add your credit card.
No need to add anything, no need to put any further details. Do you see on the very bottom skip, S-K-I-P, skip. S-K-I-P, skip. Do you see that?
It says save. It says save. It doesn't say skip. It says add credit card number, and it's got a box there, and then on it, it's got scan card.
Okay, and just underneath, do you see skip or cancel? Do you see that?
Skip. Now it's installing, right? It's installing, yep.
Now when you will get to see open, please let me know.
Yep.
When you can see open.
Yeah, it's still going around the circle. The 33%, 36, 37, 40. Well, it's halfway there.
Okay. By the meantime, you can do one thing. You can be handy with a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And also a pen?
Yep. It's installing now.
When you can see open, please let me know.
Open up.
Click on open and then tell me what you can
see. Yep. It comes up as I accept the EULA and the DPA.
DPA. Let me tell you what is DPA, sir. DPA stands for Data Protection Authority, which is going to help you to secure your details, which is not used by you, which is used by some fraudster, okay? So give a click on agree and continue. Now, when you give a click on agree and continue, you need to swipe the screen right to left 3 times. When you give a click on agree and continue, you need to swipe the screen right to left 3 times.
3 times.
Okay, agree to continue, yep. Right. Then swipe the screen right to left 3 times, and then tell me what you
can see. 3 times. Oh, yeah.
Now, what you can see?
Yeah, activating the remote control feature.
Activating, right? So we can block all this person. Now, after that, what you can see, please let me know.
It comes up with NOx license activation.
As you're using a Samsung phone, we are just going to provide you the security according to that. Go to the very bottom down. You can see agree and continue or OK. Click on that.
I agree.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, after that, what you can see?
That's special app access required, support needs permission to display over.
Click on settings.
Settings, yep.
Now when you give a click on settings, you will get to see that quick support application. And just beside that quick support application, you can see a small gray circle which is not highlighted. You need to turn it on, okay?
There's a little quick support application there.
Turn it on, sir. You can see.
Just on.
Now press the back button 2 times and then tell me what you can see.
Press the back button.
2 times and then tell me what you can see. What you can see, tell me, when you press the back button.
Can't press the same viewer.
It's like a team viewer.
Yeah. Open team viewer again.
Yes, open that and then tell me what you can see.
What's now with an ID number?
You need to write down this ID number on a piece of paper. This is your cancellation ID, which we need to go ahead and activate that, okay?
26963. Alright, now you want me to send that?
No need to send anyone. You need to read out the number slowly. Read out the
number. I'll put it down.
Tell me the number slowly.
It's 1.
Okay.
639.
Okay.
726.
Okay.
963.
It's 1639726 93, right?
963, yep.
Okay. Now let me tell you, sir, when we are going to activate this cancellation ID for you, shortly you are going to get a verification message like allow or accept. If you can see any verification message, allow or accept, please give a click on allow or accept. Do you see that? Any verification message, allow or accept, click on.
Click on allow.
Now when you give a click on allow, you can see a verification message, start now. For the ID activation purpose, click on start now. If you can see that.
Yes.
Start now. Now when you give a click on start now, when you give a click on start now, yes, click on start now.
Again, right.
Now when you give a click on start now, you can see a verification message is telling you while using the application. Click on that while using the application.
Yes.
Now what you can see?
It comes up with has connected your device, welcome to eBay support desk. Screen sharing activated, your call is connected to Alan DeCusa.
Yes, as you're talking to me, that the reason is telling your call is connected to Alan DeCusa, and you can see my job ID also, okay?
Job ID, yeah.
If you want, you can write down my name, my job ID on the piece of paper. Now, do one thing, sir. First of all, what I want you to do, I want you to simply go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons like camera, gallery, contact, messages. Go back to your home screen.
Go back to home screen?
Yes, press the home button, go back to your home screen of your mobile.
Yeah.
Do not cancel the, do not close the connection, okay? Just press the home button and go back
to
your home screen of your mobile.
Now, if
you have an eBay application, sir, first of all, I just want you to go ahead and open the eBay application on your mobile, okay? If you have an eBay application.
eBay?
Yes, open that.
So, I'm back on eBay, yeah.
Now, when you open the eBay, have a look on the very top left-hand corner. You can see three bar or you can see three dots.
Yep.
Click on that three bar.
Three bars, yep.
Now, after that, when you give a click on that three bar, I want you to scroll down a little bit, and you will get to see something which says payments. If you can see that, click
payments,
on that.
Yep.
Now, if you can see continue, click on continue.
Continue, yep.
Now, when you give a click on continue, you can see one of your banking card was attached on the eBay from where this fraudster is trying to make a fraud purchase. And you can understand if your eBay account is not safe and secure right now, that means that the, whichever the card was connected, or whichever the card is connected there, it's not safe, right? Do you see that? Any of the card was attached?
Yes. Mine's at the top right, the one up at the left right, I'm used to.
Yes. So first of all, what I want you to do, sir, as you can understand your card details is not safe and secure right now, that means they can use your banking details for making a fraud purchase in your name. So we will simply go ahead and delete the card from the eBay, and also we are going to cancel the transaction. So do you see something which says the card ends with 3041, and do you see something which says edit? Do you see that?
3041,
Click on edit.
Delete it.
Click on edit.
Now,
when you give a click on edit, you can see all of the details came up on the screen, like your address, your card number, your expiry date, each and everything, right?
No.
What you can see?
It's got LFAU 2014, it's got create your account with a mobile number, sign in with mobile.
Okay,
and
you
can see
your email ID or password, okay? Your eBay login ID and password. Do you know that? Your eBay login ID password?
I didn't have a password.
Okay. Go back to the previous page. Press the back button and go back to the previous page. You can see delete. Simply go ahead and give a click on delete. Simply go ahead and give a click on delete.
The top one says Visa debit ending 3041.
Don't tell me anything. Don't tell me anything over the phone, sir. As this code is recorded for quality and training purpose, I'm guiding you. That's the reason. Simply give a click on delete. The first card, delete. Simply give
first
a click on delete.
Yes. Right. Deleted.
Yes, simply give them delete.
Deleted, yeah.
Now, we can see that, apart from that card, there was two more cards was attached on the eBay. So, is that card is belongs to you, or is someone also used this other card?
No, the second one, in the 9017, I don't recognize that one.
We got one more card which is in Jilan Palof. Who is that?
That was my wife. She passed away 4 years ago.
Okay, so do one thing, sir. First of all, I just want you to go ahead and go back to your home screen of your mobile, okay? Because if this, all the cards are expired right now. Go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen, sir. Go back to your home screen. So, as you can understand, Mr. Brian, there was some fraudsters trying to make a fraud purchase from your eBay for $299, and they are just trying to use your card ends with 3041 in the name of Mr. Brian Palof. So, you can understand those fraudsters have all of your details, right? So, what you need to do right now, first of all, will you please let me know, Mr. Palof, that if you want to check that any money was deducted from your account or not, how you go ahead and check that? Do you do online banking?
Check it on the phone.
Yes, you need to go ahead and check with the help of the phone, because we found out there was bank connected with the eBay. The first one was the ANZ bank, and we found one more bank was connected. So do you deal with any of these banks?
No, I deal with the ANZ. Yeah.
Okay, so I just want you to go ahead and log into your online banking and just check that. Do you see any transaction was in the name of eBay for $299 or any unauthorized transaction which is not made by you, okay? And just check and please let me know, sir, okay? I'm holding the line for you.
Alright, now, did anybody see what I'm doing like that when I go into my bank account?
No. Let me tell you, sir, you're just connected to the secure server, not to any human being. So whatever you're doing it from your side, okay? So you're the only other person who can do, we can do, and who can see your screen. So is that the reason I'm telling you need to do it from your side without telling me anything over the phone, okay? When you're done, please let me know. By the meantime, I'm just going to talk with my accounts department regarding this transaction, the fraud transaction, which is not made by you, okay?
Okay.
When you're done, please let me know. Are you there, sir?
Yep. Yeah, no, it hasn't come out, no.
And do you check all of your accounts?
Hang on.
Now, let me tell you, sir, like we got the verification security message from our server. The accounts end with 9554. It's your ANZ access maybe account. From this account, the transaction is in pending right now. We are okay?
Yeah.
So from that account, the transaction was made and it was in pending right now, okay? So what we need to do, sir, we need to simply go ahead and cancel the transaction which is not made by you, okay?
Yeah, right. There's only, No, it hasn't come out. Nothing's come out.
Do you check your account? Because we can see the transaction is in pending. Can you give me a minute one more time, sir? Let me talk with one more time.
I made one purchase today.
Okay, no. Are you holding any account ending with 9554? Are you holding any of the account?
9554. Yes, that's my
access
account, yep.
I got a correct information. Just be on hold, sir. I just go ahead and quick chat with my accounts department so we can go ahead and cancel the transaction which is in pending, and also we can remove all the frauds, sir, okay?
Right, yeah, yep.
So, are you there, sir?
Yes.
Mr. Brian, so as I talked with my accounts department, they just found some suspicious transaction which is in pending right now. So what I want you to do, sir, first of all, they just want to talk with you regarding those charges so they can sue you and they can cancel the transaction and they can refund your money back, okay? So can you be on hold, Mr. Brian, so I can just connect this call to my accounts department?
Yes.
And I will talk with you as you cooperate with me. Please try to cooperate with him so he can go ahead and help you and cancel the transaction. Okay.
Thanks very much for your help. You, okay? Thank you.
Nice to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, very good day to you, sir. Now you have been transferred to the accounts department of eBay.
Yes.
This is Jack Edward. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks, Jack. Good. Really grateful you both picked this up so quick.
All right. So as I've got to know that, like what's going on at the moment, all right? Like my previous colleague has already explained to you like what's going on.
Yep.
All right, so without going to take more time, all right, like we have to just get this charges being canceled, all right, for you. We have found that this charge has been taken place by using the eBay, all right. Somebody has trying to purchase some things on the eBay of $299, right?
Right, yep.
And when you have checked in your bank account, did you see anything unusual on your account?
No, I just went in and checked, and I did buy something on eBay today, but it was only for $189, and that's already come out.
No, let me just
I did get an email after that from somebody who said that I had forgotten something, and I believe it because I got a message back from eBay saying that my purchase had been put through. But this one was a suspicious one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, this one was there. Okay, Mr. Brown, like at the moment, okay, like my job is to help you out to cancel the charges, all right? So I'm just going to simply guide you the instructions. But before that, like when I'm just checking, all right, and I just get a brief description here that your ANZ card is being used in different places, alright?
Alright,
the persons who are trying to get into your information, okay, they have trying to use your cards in bitcoins as well. Have you ever used, have you ever heard about cryptocurrencies or bitcoin?
I've heard of bitcoin, but I don't deal with them. There's nothing to do with them.
You nothing to do with them, right?
No.
As we have found that, there are some persons who has created an account under your details, all right? And they have used your banking information to make the transaction. So as simple here, I'm going to help you out to just go ahead and help you to cancel that charges, as well as the details which has been approved on the website of Bitcoin. We have to remove all sorts of things, okay? So for that reason, we'll be going to help you out to revalidate all those things, so we can just make those things cancel. So in future, the person who are using your personal information, they aren't able to use that, because as this is a case of identity theft, all right, somebody has used your identity in different sorts of websites, which is a foreign kind of website, okay? So, like, as your identity is also involved in this with the money transfer as well, okay? So first we have to provide the security on your identity, then we will be going to put the security on your card and cancel those charges which has trying to be made, okay? Now, first of all, I would like you to come back to your home screen and open the Play Store on your cell phone.
And the Play Store again? And the Play Store, right?
Yep. Like, what do you see exactly right now, sir?
The Play Store, so Play Store, install and use.
Mm-hmm. Like, come back to your home screen, okay? Or leave the control of your mobile phone, okay? Like, the system can help you out to just follow the instructions.
Back to home screen,
Yeah. If you see your mobile screen being automatically get changing or doing anything, it means that our robo server has successfully activated, okay? So don't touch anywhere if you see any changes on your screen. So let it be, all right? So that is our robo server is automatically working, all right? Because you are connected with our eBay secure server, okay?
Right.
So we are going to connect you with the government website, okay? We are going to connect you with the government website. So here we are going to revalidate your details. So with the help of government, we are going to cancel those information which is being used in your identity stolen, okay? So we are just going to block those things from there.
Right.
From the Bitcoin website. So this is the government crypto wallet. So here, like, as your information is used in the foreign websites of cryptocurrencies, okay? So with the help of this government website, we are just revalidate your crypto, your personal information, all right? So in the eye of government, we are just proving that you are just the victim of these things, whatever it is going on. You are not actually involved in such kind of things. So whatever the information, it has been needed, okay? You have to just validate by your own whatever the thing it is asking, or if it is anything is needed, I will be going to guide you. And the most of all, the most important thing at the moment, that you are the only person who can see your screen right now, okay? So you have to make sure, okay, that you have to confirm me whatever the things you can see on your screen, okay? Because I can able to guide you in proper way, all right? If you can confirm me, like, what you can see, all right?
Yeah. No, it's installing Bitcoin at the moment.
All right. So, like, once it will completely install, okay, you will get to see your option, like, open, all right? And in the meanwhile, I do believe that you have your debit card with you of your NZ Bank.
My credit card?
Not the credit card, the debit card of your NZ.
My debit card, yeah.
Okay, so just keep it with you, right? Because
for the verification purpose, for the last few digits, it will be going to need to cancel the charge at the end, all right? Now, do you see open?
Open for Bitcoin, yep.
Click on open.
Yep.
Click on next.
Yep.
Click on next again.
Right.
Click on next again.
Yep.
Click on next again.
All
right. All right. Click on create new wallet, okay? Because as we are manually doing the things, okay, so we are just creating a secure wallet for you with the help of the government website, okay? Now, you have got the Bitcoin.com, the government portal in front of you, okay? So how we are going to cancel this charge at the moment, okay? So first of all, let me just explain to you, like, how this Bitcoin.com work, okay? Like, as this is a security website to provide the security on your all the details of your financial losses and all your like your personal identity stolen, okay? So as your mobile is hacked at the moment, so like whatever the things which you are performing might be by some hidden virus, the hackers are taking the control of that. They can be monitoring your activities at the moment. So in order to distract those hackers or distract those fraudsters, this Bitcoin.com work, okay? Here, it will be going to seem like that you will be purchasing anything, but actually here you are just canceling your all the things in the form that you are just canceling all the charges, all right? All right? So here, like the Bitcoin wallet receiving panel is open. So here we are just going to go ahead and moving further to just do all the things for you. And if you can see anything like buy, okay, it is just to distract those hackers who are getting attached, all right? So just give me a moment.
Yep.
All right. And here we have just got the things, all right? Now let me just tell you, all right? Can you see there is a AUD and there is an amount, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now let me just tell you one thing, all right? Here, the amounts which will automatically going to be open up, okay, because the amount which you can see here, okay, which is going to be automatically enter over there, which is automatically come by the government side, because with that amount, we have to cancel first, okay? All right. And what is the amount you will get to see? You have to just tell me. So I can just make a note of it from my end.
$995.
Okay. So that is the cancellation charge of $995, because as I told you that it will be automatically pop up from the site, government site. So because the government site is detect by using your details that, yes, like this is the charge has made under your name, okay? Now, just to confirm your few of the details, whatever it is needed to just secure your information, okay? Now, what do you see? Just tell me.
So check out with MoonPay.
Mm-hmm. And it's asking you to put in your email.
Emailing, yeah.
Yeah. Enter your email.
Enter my email.
Yeah, exactly. Enter your email.
Yep.
And this email is in your mobile phone. It has logged into your mobile phone, the email which you have put. That's good. So click on continue.
Continue?
Because, because you might be going to receive a verification code, all right? So you have to open the email and put the verification code here, all right? Did you receive the verification code?
No.
Okay, so just wait for a moment. Now you can just do one thing. Open your email where you logged into your email. You might be receive the code over there. Just note down the code.
There's a Bitcoin wallet login code.
Your login code,
Yeah.
Did you note down the code?
Yeah, I've written it down, yep.
Did you got the code?
Login code 63.
All right, just wait, all right? It will be automatically come, okay? Not to worry. It will be automatically come. It will be auto-filled up, all right?
Yep, I've got it, yep.
So it will be automatically revalidate.
Yeah, verification.
Now, fill up the details, like the further details, whatever it is asked, and make it, put the details correctly, okay?
You want me to enter all my details?
Yeah, enter all your details. Complete this form.
Continue. And it comes out and a billing address, put that in?
Yes, exactly. You have to enter your location over there. You can just, if you're not getting over there, you can choose the ad manually. All right, if you're not getting in the search list. And might be for the additional verification, okay? It might be need your identity proof, okay? Because the government needs to decline that charges, all right? So, like, I believe that you have your driver's license and all that.
Just
recheck the address, everything is correct, then hit continue.
Yep. Continue?
Yeah, hit continue. Now, what is ask you? Just tell me.
Come up with any of your card details now.
Exactly. Now, as I told you that, you have to be handy with your NZ card, okay? NZ debit card in order to cancel the charges because the person has trying to make the charges from your debit card, okay? So you no need to tell me any details over the phone because this is a recorded line. You have to just type it on your phone, okay? On the fill up the form. All right?
What's this going to do? This is going to cancel those payments.
Exactly. This is for the cancellation, okay? Like, as this is a government site, so we are just uploading all the verification that you did not authorize this charge from your end, okay? So it is just securing your details as well, all right? So just put the whatever the details it is asking, like your card number, the expiration date, and all that, just fill it step by step, all right? So are you handy with your card right now?
You sure this is a, I don't know.
This is a government website, sir, so you no need to be worried about anything, okay? Here, you are not sharing your details to me or somebody else, all right? Because the person who has got involved in your details, they have already got your card information, your bank information, because they're already making the payments and all that, all right? So what you are doing just, you are just revalidating your details in the government. So, like, you are just authorizing the government to cancel all those payments in behalf of you, all right? As this is a case of identity stolen, all right? So that is why this page is bringing up your things in order to cancel the charges from the Bitcoin website, all right? So just go ahead. And just once you're done with the details, just do let me know so I can just tell you the further steps. All right?
Yeah. No, I'm just worried about putting all my details back in again. How can I verify that you people are who you are?
Can you just confirm me, like, what you say just?
Well, I've got your name.
Yeah, my name is Jack Edward, all right? And
you're
I'm from the billing, and I'm the billing manager, all right?
All right.
Okay. And once you're done with the details, just do let me know.
Well, that's all right. There's not much in that account now, so they can't get away with much.
Come again?
What about? I said that they wouldn't get much out of it because it's only a little account I use to buy things. So, there's not much to get out of it.
This is the process to cancel all the charges of $995, all right, which has been involved in your account, okay? And recheck the details when you put over there,
right? Yeah, that's right. They're all in there, Now it comes up with the update.
Now just wait. Do you see any continue sign over there? Continue.
What do I do? Go on to continue or update?
Click on continue.
Continue.
Yep.
Yep.
Now, what do you see, sir? What do you see right now?
I lost it.
Sorry, what happened?
I've lost what I was.
Okay, just wait, okay? Like, in the next page, okay, you might see a security validation, all right? Because, it might be going to ask you to take the selfie or some proof of that, okay? Because, in order to just validate all sorts of things in front of you, all right? Like, what's going wrong at the moment? So, the government website needs to verify, the complete details of yours so that in future, any trouble will be not going to happen again with your details, all right?
It's taking me back to...
The system, don't touch anywhere. The system will be going to bring you back to the right page, all right?
Yep.
What do you see right now? Oh my God! It seems like that you have just completely completely put the back page. All right. So that is why the system have to start it again. So this time, make sure don't make any mistake. All right.
Yeah.
You have to read these things very carefully, okay? Because whatever the details it is asking you to fill, okay, you have to just fill accordingly, because this is the way to work by the government, okay? So the government work like this to just upgrade all sorts of security under your name and details. So in future, if anything is going wrong, so the government will be going to taking care of all those things. All right. Now what it is asking, can you just read me out that? Now just wait for a moment. Okay. Just take a selfie. Right. So now you have to take a selfie. All right.
Right.
And I hope that you have got your driver's license. So the verification is now just see. What do you see? What is the step one? Can you just tell me?
Identity document selected issuing country. Australia.
Exactly.
Document type.
Yeah. Do you have driver's license?
Driver's license, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, just wait. The system will be going to select the driver's license for you. All right? Now, here, are you handy with the driver's license, sir?
I've got it in my hand, yep.
All right. Put it in the table, all right? Now, you will be get to see, like, that your camera will be going to open for you, okay? So, you have to take a clear picture of the driver's license so that all the back, all the edges of the cards will become in the camera and everything should be visible, all right? All the four corners should be visible properly and take a clear picture and come closer with it, all right? Yeah, put it in a flat surface and put some lights over there. And make sure that the light is not focusing on your license because you have to take a clear picture over there. Now just take a put, come closer. Now it seems okay. Now you can just tell me you can read it able to, you can able to read it properly, right? In the from the photo, okay. If you can read it properly from the photo, then it means like the picture is properly clear, okay.
Just hang on.
Click on retry if you are not getting the proper picture.
Yeah, I did.
Now it's okay? Click on okay.
No, still not okay.
That's still not okay?
Yeah.
Just come outside from your home?
Yeah, I'll go outside and see if I can get a better picture.
And come little bit closer. Come little bit closer. Now is that okay? Now that is the perfect position. All right. Now take the picture. Now it's good.
No, it didn't quite like it.
Now why you are just clicking on retry all the time? It is good. Sir. You are just putting the back over there, right? Don't make this mistake. Don't put the back arrow, all right? Now, this time, you have to leave it on the system, all right? You have to just focus, like the system will be going to click the perfect picture for you, all right?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
All right, not a problem. I think that you are all the time, like, you are clicking on the retry. That is why it's going back, all right? Now, like the option will be going to, you, it will be come up again, all right?
Driver's license, yeah.
Yeah, it has selected. At the moment, like once you see your camera is open, now just wait. And make sure edges should be visible. Now just tell me, don't touch anywhere, okay? Just don't touch anywhere. Just tell me, like, like you can able to read each and everything very carefully from the picture?
Yeah.
That means that the picture is good. Don't click anywhere. The system will be going to automatically take it for you.
Alright.
You upload this to Magapur?
Now, you have to click a picture once again, sir.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, do you want me to press the button or you'd like to?
No, just wait. You
want me to press the button?
Just keep, don't press. Now just tell me, it is okay?
Press okay.
The picture is good? Like it is not blurry or anything?
Yeah.
Now just wait, don't touch anywhere. Now it's done, alright? Now you have to take the back side picture, alright? The back of your driver license. And the back side. And take it in that same frame, alright? Like you have just clicked. Now the picture is good. It is not, everything is visible in the picture. Just check it. Hello?
Yes, yep.
Now you can read everything properly in the picture.
Yep.
All right. Like it seems like you are just keep pressing the back button. Why you are doing that, sir? That is
I'm not pressing
it, you know. Yeh cheez hai mera sabse zyada jhaan hai. Like, you know what is happening, sir, at the moment? We don't know, like, maybe by mistake or something is happening. Like, that is why it's just putting back all the time, you know?
Yeah.
But not a problem. Like, we have to just do it again. And I hope that this time it will be going to perfectly done, all right? Don't touch anywhere until and unless I'm telling you, all right?
Yeah.
Now just... You have to click the front side picture and don't press the back. The front side, not the back, the front side.
Yeah. You have the front side again.
Yeah. Just focus the camera properly. All the edges should be visible. Is it good?
Yeah. Agreed everything on it.
Cover. Now you have to click the backside picture, okay? Now the picture is clear?
Yep.
All right. Don't touch anywhere. Now, sir, like you have to just see what is showing you on the screen. Like the selfie, face the camera, ensure your face is within the frame. Then slowly turn your head around in the circle, okay? Like you can see the animation, like how it's moving this head.
Yeah.
All right.
Just
press I'm ready. Put the face in the frame and hold it still. Now just turn around your face. Move your face, like nod your head, right? In a circular motion. Now, little bit from the left side. Rotate your head, sir. Move your head in the circular motion. Circular motion. Yeah. Now hold it still.
Hold
your face still. In the frame.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to grip on it.
Reposition your face. Move further. Hold still. Don't. Why you are giving the side look? You have to focus the. You have to look in the front. Okay.
Oh.
My God.
Like that.
Now just hold still. Now just turn around your head. Okay. Circular motion. Now little bit left. Little bit right. Turn around your left. Face to the right.
Now please listen to me. Now you rotate your head. Rotate your head. Can you from left to right and right to left? Yeah. First you. No, wait. You focus on the four corners. You focus on the four corners and hold still. Once it will be. Now you just rotate your head now. First you listen to me, sir. You listen to me. You are doing too fast.
Oh, what? How far do you want me to rotate it?
Yeah. Rotate it now. Can you see the green? It is pointing
yes.
to the green. And now there will be some of the blank at the top. Now rotate it from right to left. Rotate it from right to left. From your left to right. From your left to right. Yeah.
Okay.
Down your face. Down your face little bit. Down your face. Rotate the whole head. Rotate the whole head. Whole head. Rotate it. Lovely. Now wait for a second, sir. Wait for a second. Now just give me a moment. Now can you see your face scan was successful? Lovely. Now this time what we need to do, you can see your verification is in progress. So once your verification will be verified, we will be able to cancel those charges and protect your phones, whatever you have onto your ANZ, okay? So once we protect those phones, the hackers who are inside your ANZ, they are just trying to get inside that Bitcoin account, and our security will be able to deceive them, and their IP address will be getting located, and we will be able to catch them completely. Understand?
Yep. I'm with you.
Lovely. Yeah. So the amount we have just put, it is for your security, okay? So you just be with me. Once the verification will be done, or it is showing you verification will be completed, please do let me know.
and I'll just post the tape.
Yeah, yeah. It will be due to your network. Can you see or you don't have full internet network? That's why it will be just verifying. Now, you need to understand, it is also check the picture quality which we have submitted. So it will be just looking for the picture quality. How much the quality is better, it will be done very shortly, okay? So that's why it will be taking longer than expected. Akash bhaiya, customer bhag raha hai kya? इधर फोन दीजिए तो उधर से भैया नाउ व्हाट यू कैन सी सर
Still going in verification.
Okay,
it's still in progress.
Okay, no problem. फोटो है Can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me?
Still going.
Can you see verification has been completed? That's lovely. That means the verification has been completed. Now the wallet address is like a security address, which will be coming on. And with the help of that security address, we will just help you to just simply proceed those things.
What?
Now, just give me a moment. Now, wait for a second. Now, can you see your card has been coming? Is this your card ending with 3041?
Yes.
Yeah, you can see the card is there. So, let me just secure the phones first. Okay, so just wait for a second and there will be a message will be coming up. Wait for a second. Now, wait. Just wait for a second. And very shortly you are going to receive a message for the verification. Can you see? That one-time message has been sending you onto your mobile phone. So just wait for a second. You open up the...
Open what?
You will got a security message. Wait for a second. Now let me just check. So that we can add those things. Now let me just check whether it will be like submitted or not. Now it has been processed. It has been It has not been processed. That means, let me just check. Again, it has been coming up. Let me just check. Let me just check. Wait for a second. Can you see it has been declined? Yeah. Because the hackers have get to know about those things, and that is the reason.
What?
Yeah. So you can see the code we have just simply sending you, but it has been getting declined. So wait for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. So you just give me a moment, sir. Okay, no problem. We will just do the different things.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah. You sound very quiet.
Okay. So you are with your driver's license at the moment?
My driver's license.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Now, from your main camera of your cell phone, okay, it will be automatically open. So you have to take the photo.
You want a photo of your license again?
Yep.
Hang on. Yeah, back outside and do it.
All right. Is it everything clear? I'll just wait for a moment. Now just zoom the picture. Okay, leave the phone as it is. Don't rotate the phone. Now, sir, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, sir, we have to just wait, okay, because the security work is still going on. And that time, like, the system has failed the security because the person who is included into your system, they are just trying to do something different over there. That is why it's getting canceled. But we are just keep trying to upgrade this chance to cancel the charge from your accounts, okay?
Yeah. I saw that come up, yeah.
Yeah, so that is why we have to wait for 2 minutes here. Just be on the line with me, so I can just go ahead and just do the further things for you. And if anything is needed, I will be going to ask you to confirm me, okay?
Yeah. So just you want me to hang on?
Yeah, just hang on the line. I'm on the line with you.
Thank you.
Is your phone screen is locked up?
Done.
Just bring up your phone screen back.
Yeah, it's on. Yep.
Okay. You might be going to receive a text message, okay? When it will arrive, I'll let you know. Sir, are you there?
Yes.
What is your occupation?
Hello?
What is your occupation?
I'm retired.
You're retired.
I'm a
okay.
Pensioner, yeah.
Pensioner, okay.
Pensioner, yeah.
Okay, okay. Are you there, sir?
Yes.
Can you confirm your postcode, please?
2539.
2539, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. I'm just going to confirm you some few of the more details, all right, for some additional verification. So you need to be handy with your driver's license. So as this time we are doing the offline process, all right, so we have to just manually do it, all the things. So you need to be handy with your driver's license.
Yep, I got there.
All right. If anything is needed, so I will let you know. All right. So I'm just confirming your license number, all right?
Yeah.
So you have to recheck it. So is it
what?
2349-44804,
yep.
Right?
No. You've got too many fours now, eh? It's 2349-4804.
All right, 4804, all right. And at the top right hand side, there is a card number of your driver's license. So confirm
yep.
the card number.
You want me to read it out?
Yeah, read that out.
Yeah, 2045-918-046.
That's it?
Yes, that's it, yep.
It's 2045-918046, right?
That's it. That's it.
Okay. Do you have any middle name? Marshall, I believe.
Marshall, yeah.
Are you there, sir?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Now, what we are going to do is, we are just going to directly cancel the charge from your bank account, okay? So, are you logging to your bank account at the moment?
No, I'm not.
Okay, just try to get login to your ANZ account. Then I will be guided the further procedure.
So what are you going to do with the bank account?
You have to log in, just simply logged in, all right? And rest of the things, the server will be going to handle.
Now what?
Now, just wait. The server is just going to trying to cancel that charge, all right? Making a trap for the hackers in order to distract them, all right? Because whatever the things you are going to see, okay, it is the fake details which we have generated from the system by using your details, all right? So we are just selecting the, all right? So we are just going to just cancel all the charges, all right, of $995, all right? Which we are trying to cancel it from the bitcoin.com, so we can't able to cancel it from there. So we are just directly this time cancel that amount and the charge from the bank account, all right, from the online banking at the moment we are doing it, all right?
Yep.
There is some, there is a fake details which we have generated, which is the alias account. You know about the alias account? Hello?
Yep.
All right. So it is an alias account, which means it is a fake account, dummy account. So which we are just randomly generate some of the details in order to make the payment to be get cancelled. All right. Yep. So it is a rough amount of $1,000, all right? That charge we are canceling at the moment. All right, sir?
What's this $1,000 for?
This is the cancellation charge, all right? The system is just automatically working at the moment. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. So like for the security verification, like we are just doing the further process. All right. Enter your sign code. Do you know that?
No, object. है थोड़ा सा ना And if your account is automatically get logged out, you don't need to be worried about it, okay?
This $1,000 is going to come back into it.
Yes, exactly. This will be automatically come back into your account. It is just the cancellation process. So that is
what
we have done with the $1,000. So within 10 to 15 minutes, it will be once the cancellation charge will be complete, it will be reflected back into your account, all right?
Right.
And are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Now, let me just tell you, right? Like, as the cancellation process is been on process, all right? So this time,
yeah.
It seems like this cancellation process has been going to work on because from your banking website, we have seen the confirmation, all right? It has not denied, all right? It has seems like it has been approved. So within, like, this is, take 10 minutes time, all right, because we have already generated some fake message onto your mobile phone. If it is coming from your bank, so it means that this is a fake message, like in order to distract the mind of the hacker, because the hackers are still inside your information, all right? So that is why the system has given you the message in a different form. So if, even if that hacker can see that, whatever the message you are receiving, it will be not show them like that we are canceling the charges, all right?
Yeah.
So you're going to suspect that you are approving something from your end, all right?
Yeah. All right.
So that is why it just seems to you in a direct process that the thousands has, cut off from your account, but it will be going to reverse back within 10 minutes. All right?
All right.
Yes. And the meanwhile, don't touch on your mobile phone or don't do anything. Just leave your mobile phone as it is and be on the line with me.
All right, then.
You know, and you're going to know the story. And required, go to the doctor. there was, I was going to go out uninjured on the Geraldine Street in Geraldine to suffer a letter to let Dave into the life and let the bird. Others defend their promise.
Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
So we have just given you some fake messages, all right? We have given you some fake messages to notify.
All right, all right.
So at the moment, you can just do one thing, okay? You can just delete all the messages, whatever you have just...
Wait, them all?
No, just wait. The system will be deleted automatically. Leave it as it is.
You've got it. You're in, have you?
Sorry, come again?
Did you just delete those messages?
Yeah. We have just deleted the messages because that is the fake message.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you there, sir?
Yes. Yep.
And as we are working on the security, right? So before completing the security from your ANZ, I would like to verify you. Like, apart from ANZ, do you have any another bank or any another credit card from different bank?
No. Just the one.
Just the one, right?
Just the one debit card.
Yeah. Just try to log into your ANZ and just check that the 1,000 has been reversed back into your account or not.
Right, just hang on.
Just try to log into your ANZ.
Yeah. No, it hasn't gone back in.
Exactly. So, like, as we have got the updates, all right, because there is a $995 charge has been 90% has done, right? So, only the 10% has left. So, it should be going to come back within few minutes, all right? So, at the meanwhile, we are going to cancel the charge for your different things, all right? I mean, like, the... $299 charge has still left, which has been authorized on eBay. All right?
Yeah.
So we are going to cancel that charge as well. So just give me one moment.
Yep.
And don't touch your bank, sir, okay?
No.
वही सिस्टम वो पूरा नीचे चलेगी बस सिगरेट जुगाड़ करना बाहर
सिगरेट तो आप पिलाइए
हम ही पिलाएंगे लेकिन लाया कौन चले कार्ड परचेस करने के बाद क्लासिक पिएंगे दोनों बार अब चार्ट तो क्लासिक मंगाने होगा
हमको तो पता है एटलीस्ट 1000 तो रॉकेट तो श्योर हो जाएगा
1000 भाई 200 भाई का मेज मेरा भाई एक तो डिब्बा में सिगरेट हो गया एक तो ला दिया भाई मेहरबानी होगी सिगरेट पीएंगे भाई सेल हो जाएगा मेरा कभी जब तो इसमें कहा प्रोग्रेस सेवर 2200
प्रोग्रेस सेवर में 2000 क्या बोले आप मूव कराएंगे लेकिन अभी नहीं
अभी नहीं अभी 1300 है लॉग आउट करा देगा रुको हम इसका लगा फोटो ही खींच ले रहे इसका भाई इनका Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. So, in the meanwhile, security has been updating, okay? You can just do one thing. You can get log out from your account.
What do I do? Log on something?
Log out from your ANZ.
Want to get out of the banking?
Yeah, get out from the banking page. So get logged out.
Yep. Yeah.
Because at the moment we are just helping you to check your bank account for
yeah.
the temporary use. All right. So like you can't be
yep.
authorized to stay logged into your bank for the long time because it cannot be safe. You know. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
Are you touching your phone?
Sorry, yeah, I am. I just turned the volume up.
So. Oh, okay, not a problem. Don't touch anywhere on your phone.
No, the volume gone quiet. I just want to get more volume up.
मेरा किस्मत खुली ही है, ये हो नहीं होंगे फर्क नहीं पड़ेगा। अरे वैसा नहीं, मतलब कि लॉस हो जाएगा, मतलब ये तो अफसोस नहीं करने का ला बड़ा।
कस्टमर सोचिए कि आप बना के रख लीजिए, अगर बन गया कस्टमर तो कल एक ऐसे ही लिया मैसेज तो जाएगा, ओटीपी क्या पता परचेज भी हो जाएगा।
मैसेज गया, मैसेज आया तो नहीं आया?
आ गया मैसेज, चलन कीजिए ना मैसेज।
5403 5 2 0 3 5 2 5 2 5 2 था 5 2 ही था 5 फाड़ देंगे 5 4 है 5 2 है लवड़ा 5 2 है 5 4 5 2 है लवड़ा।
अगर 5-4 होगा ना अभी कार्ड फाड़ देंगे भी आपका। 5-2 बोल रहे तो दिखाइए 5-2 तो कहाँ है लड़ा 5-2?
ठीक है ठीक है, मेरा गाना नहीं पड़े बाबू, आँख का गाना थोड़ी ना,
आँख का गाना ही तो है। 5-4 को 5-2 बोल रहे हैं,
5-2 नहीं देख रहे थे पर तुम
स्टार्टिंग का वाला लास्ट शॉट देख रहे नहीं होगा, कार्ड ब्लॉक कर दिया, कार्ड ब्लॉक कर दिया, कार्ड ब्लॉक कर दिया।
तो मोटी भी सही मारे थे?
हाँ
तो तुम क्या समझे, हम तो लास्ट का 5-2 बोल रहे हैं,
स्टार्टिंग का 5-4 का 5-2 बोल रहे हैं। मैंने किसका वापस का अकाउंट मेरे में सेव है, ठीक है। कस्टमर आज मेरा कस्टमर कल घर कहीं नहीं जाएंगे, घर में रहेंगे।
मैं उसको दौड़ा दे काट के स्टोर के लिए,
नहीं मार तो सकते हैं पता है, इसका ट्रांसफर वाइज में मार देंगे उसका अकाउंट से पेमेंट, लेकिन सर ट्रांसफर वाइज छोड़ेगा नहीं।
एलजेड है रखो ना तुम, कल फिर रॉकेट ने लेके स्टेज खेलेगा
ना, रुकता नहीं है लवड़ा लोग।
अगर ट्रांसफर वाइज मारे तो मार सकते हैं, लेकिन
क्या चीज से मारोगे?
दूसरा अकाउंट से पैसा आएगा, देखिए
भाई
ट्रांसफर वाइज वेरीफाइड है, रुकिए
ना, बात का झमेला मत रखो, अभी जो आ रहा है मार दो।
मेरा ट्रांसफर वाइज तो ब्लॉक हो जाएगा, ऑप्शन भी नहीं,
नहीं सेफ साइड खेलो हर एक चीज पर, अपना ब्लॉक मत करवा लो। क्या कस्टमर हमको मालूम है ना, 40-60 जान से कस्टमर लौड़ा, आज जैसी क्वेश्चन पूछ रहा था कल तक उसका मन में बहुत कुछ खुजली होगा, उसको हम 15 मिनट का वादा किया है ना। का बैंक लॉगिन कराएगा मान्य होगा, डेबिट कार्ड से मारोगे?
बैंक से मारेंगे
तब ठीक है,
डेबिट कार्ड का ऑप्शन नहीं, लेकिन छोड़ेगा नहीं ना
ट्राई नहीं लेते, अगर नहीं होता तो ब्लॉक होगा, इसका अकाउंट ब्लॉक होगा।
हेलो क्या पूछे? अभी तक नहीं आया, आ जाएगा लेकिन आधा घंटा लगेगा। बोल रहा है कि वाइफ से ट्राई ले रहे हैं इसको पेमेंट का, ठीक है 2-3 हजार। तो अंजलि का अकाउंट में मारे कि किसी और का अकाउंट में?
है अभी अंजलि का अकाउंट में हमारे थे रॉकेट लिमिट से क्या बोलता है काहे फेडरल में मारेंगे फेडरल का अकाउंट दिए थे एसबीआई का अकाउंट डिटेल्स भेजते और फेडरल बोलते हैं एसबीआईएन किसका है फेडरल का कब से होने लगा हमको फेडरल ने हमको एसबीआई दिए थे आप चेक करवाइए एसबीआई अब फेडरल का अकाउंट डिटेल जल्दी भेजिए जल्दी टाइम नहीं कस्टमर नहीं रुकेगा जल्दी एसबीआई में पेमेंट मरवाता और फेडरल चेक कराता है क्या है एसबीआई एंड फेडरल कब से हो गया क्या भूल जाएगा पैसा हेडेक नहीं
हम लौड़ा 50,000 के लिखा हेडेक लेंगे
50 कर करके महीना में 10 ठोमा दिए समझ रहे हैं
अरे नहीं पैसा बस छोट नहीं होना चाहिए ऑफिस का पैसा
नहीं ना पैसा इंडिया वाला दिक्कत नहीं
बस मैं ऑलरेडी आया ना ऐड 53,000 दिखा रहा ना
फॉर योर वाइफ कार्ड 10 UD कैंसिल ट्राई किए थे पेमेंट रिजेक्ट हो गया था
तो काहे वो अकाउंट है मार दो
दूसरा का अकाउंट से मार रहे थे ना इसीलिए कर दिया था पैसा पर रिजेक्ट कर दिया बोला दिस इज एन एक्सटर्नल पेमेंट कमिंग फ्रॉम द एक्सटर्नल पार्टी एंड गोइंग टू द एक्सटर्नल अकाउंट
तो ये भी तो लौड़ा एक्सटर्नल से आ रहा
अकाउंट हम बोले ट्राई कर सकते हैं
नहीं तो मत करो लौड़ा ऑलरेडी एक बार कैंसिल हो चुका है
रिजेक्ट करने का चांसेस 99%
छोड़ो तुम तो एक्सपेरिमेंट कर रहे हो
एक्सपेरिमेंट कर रहा है कस्टमर रुकेगा कल तक
कल तक रुकते इसको
कल तक रुकेगा
बेकार में उसका ऐसी जब खराब है हम बोला फ्रेश अकाउंट है लौड़ा चांसेस लौड़ा 50-50 है Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, sir. As we are still working, okay, and we have got to know the things, all right, that at the moment, like there are some, as because of some system failure, okay, like we can't able to do the cancellation process for today, all right, for $299. Like we have already take that as the system has failure, okay, from the ANZ, right, it's taking time, all right, and it's big like the 24 hours delay. So what we can, the good thing we can do is, we will be going to try it for tomorrow morning. Are you available tomorrow morning?
Well, I've got to go and pick my car up. My car's in getting some repairs done. I need that money back in my account so I can pay for that tomorrow. It's going to cost me about $2,000. That's why the money's there.
Exactly. So, like, before going to the bank, before going to the car's repairs, okay, like, the money will be back into your account. Because, like, it takes 24 hours, all right, I told you already. Like, as I told you earlier, it takes 15 minutes, but as we have checked, all right, and I'm very sorry for that, like, because of the system failure. Like, it's from the ANZ, okay, it is supposed to be reversed back into your account till time right now. But as we have tried, and because of the system failure, it can't be go through today morning, today onwards. So it will be definitely arrive by tomorrow morning, okay?
Yep, all right.
So
yep.
Just as it's a very humble request to you that cooperate with us tomorrow morning, we will be going to make the transfer and all the things, and the money will be going to reverse back within 24 hours, okay?
Right.
From now
on, right,
within 24 hours.
And I hope that tomorrow morning you are available, right? So tomorrow morning,
yeah.
Which time I can call you back? Can you just tell me your convenient time?
I'm usually up around 6 or 7 o'clock anyway, so.
6, 7 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, that's what normally when I get up, yeah.
I will be probably call you at 9 a.m.
Yeah. Well, I'll be waiting for a phone call from the mechanic so I can come and pick the car up too, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
9 o'clock, right? On the morning, can I call
right.
you to, morning 9 o'clock?
Yeah, through that, yeah.
I hope you'll be free, right? So it is just
right,
a 10-minute work, all right? We are not going to take too long time, all right?
Yeah. No, nah, fine. I'll wait for the PFA call tomorrow morning.
I don't understand. Can you just come again?
I said I'll wait for your phone call tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock.
Yes, definitely. Tomorrow,
yeah.
9 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to call you back. All right?
Yeah.
Back in.
Right, yeah.
All right. Now, I just want to talk, I would just want you to speak to my engineer, all right, who is working, all right? So just
yeah.
give me a moment, all right?